I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A coalition of Republican congressmen, including Georgia Representative Jody Heiss, has introduced articles of impeachment against Deputy Attorney General Rob Rosenstein. The group says the impeachment articles are the result of nearly 9 months of unsuccessful attempts to force the Department of Justice to comply with oversight requests. The information in question includes documents from the FBI's Hillary Clinton email investigation and the probe into the Trump campaign's involvement with Russia. In his statement, Heiss says the group must hold Rosenstein accountable to maintain the trust of the American people. The Justice Department has declined to comment on the proceedings. The suspended Worth County Sheriff pled guilty yesterday to charges related to last year's drug search of local high school students. Jeff Hobby was indicted by a grand jury last October for false imprisonment, sexual battery, and violating his oath of office. His plea deal includes 6 months of confinement, 5 years probation, and around $10,000 in fines. Worth County already paid $3 million to settle a class action lawsuit from victims in the case. A Kentucky couple could face over $10,000 in fines for taking 6 rare baby sea turtles to their hotel room on Tybee Island. Michael House and Danielle Tosh allegedly left the hatchlings in the trash can of their hotel room, where a housekeeper found them. 5 turtles were released into the Atlantic Ocean yesterday. The 6th hatchling will be kept at the Tybee Marine Science Center. Loggerheads are classified as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, and even touching them can result in a fine. Well, Atlanta Public School students head back to class next Wednesday. Meanwhile, 4 new charter schools are preparing to open in the metro area after getting the green light from the State Charter Schools Commission yesterday. The AJC reports that 2 schools in Atlanta, along with 1 each in DeKalb and Gwinnett counties, will open next year. The schools include the Harriet Tubman School of Science and Tech in West Atlanta and a Korean English Immersion School in Gwinnett County. Atlanta-based United Parcel Service says it will save about $200 million on staffing by completing its voluntary retirement buyouts program. UPS announced in April it would start the buyouts and will reduce staffing, but did not say by how much. This comes a week after it tentatively reached a new contract agreement with more than 11,000 employees covered by the Teamsters Union. And in sports, former UGA tennis standout John Isner started his bid for a 5th Atlanta Open title with a 6-3, 6-2 win over Australian Alex de Minaur yesterday. He'll play Germany's Misha Zverev in a quarterfinal match tomorrow at 2. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.